This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Uh-oh. I think I want to do this today.
Oh, okay. Vogue it out, girl.
Yeah. Or some kind of weird version of it all. Hi, guys. Welcome to 90 Day News Weekly. We are going to break down all the news from last week up until today. I'm one of your hosts, Linda Entwee, and I'm joined by the fabulous Ashley.
Hey, everyone.
Ashley, welcome back. Ashley, everyone loves your room. They commented
really?
To it like 24/7. They want to do a 90 day like MTV Cribs type of thing, but you touring your place, but 90 day style.
Okay, I think we can set that up.
What did you think of this week and all the juicy drama that came out of social media?
It's a lot going on. You know, I feel like people are bored. They're quarantined, so they're cutting up. They're acting up and giving us a lot of work to and a lot of stories to unpack.
Right. So let's just jump into it. So first, I want to talk about Tom Darcy and this online blogger. So Tom got a lot of flack after this week's episode, right? We see how petty the two were being with each other and how he was like digging at Darcy, and Darcy was really trying to stand up for herself. It airs and people went crazy, especially about the comment of Darcy's weight. And they looked at that as in like, that is the lowest blow that you could ever do. And it was super rude of you. So Tom kind of went on an apology tour on his social media. So he posted this generic apology, but he didn't post it directly to Darcy, like, hey, Darcy, I'm sorry for this, this, and this, and this. And that's what the fans picked up on. Instead, he said it was a little bit about the editing. It was taking it out of context. Then he said he's human. And so he was like, you know, he's sorry for that, but he didn't do a direct apology to Darcy. So an online blogger posted about this and the fans went off in the comments and were basically like, you know, Tom is this and Tom is that. And it was like super rude of him to say that and not apologize to Darcy. So then Tom went into this blogger's DM and basically said, hey, can you turn the comments off? Because I'm tired of looking at all this negativity. And the blogger was like, no. He's like, if you don't want to see it, then you should not read it. It's my page. I'll do what I want to do with it. And so Tom ended up blocking this blogger, but then they got into a tit for tat as well in their stories, calling each other sweetie, but in a sarcastic way. And it went back and forth. So what are your thoughts about what Tom did to Darcy? And do you think his apology is enough? Because what I also thought was interesting is that he first posted like a paragraph. And then he posted the preview to next week where he's apologizing that he did something that, you know, wasn't very nice. But again, nothing directly to Darcy. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that during that exchange with Tom and Darcy, he showed us his hand. He showed us what kind of person he is, what kind of character he has, and what kind of man he is. So do we expect anything more from him, or can we expect anything more from him? He should do more. I think the real thing or the kind thing would have been for him, like you said, to directly apologize to Darcy. Don't apologize to us. You hurt her. We're not hurt. We're just appalled that you said what you said, but you need to apologize to the person that you offended, period. And with his level of integrity and character, I don't foresee that happening, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm going to have to tend to agree with you. I think that even the way that fight went on the last episode, when he didn't come clean about the girl, said that he, all the things that were like insecurities for her, like, I loved you, I love you as a sister, and, mm-hmm. you know, the weight thing, and, you know, don't ruin your next relationship. Like, just all the digs, like, when you can have a fight without putting someone down. You can have a disagreement without saying nasty things. And I think that that's the part that was the hardest for me to watch.
Yeah. I think he knew he was wrong. And instead of admitting he was wrong in that moment, when he was meeting with Darcy, he decided to throw daggers.
Facts. Let's move on to Ed and Rose Marie.
Yes, you guys. So speaking of someone getting heat this week, Ed's gotten a lot of heat for his reaction when he visited Rosemary's village in the Philippines. So this episode, like I said, we saw Ed traveling to Rose's village in a remote area of the Philippines. And Ed has come to his own defense. He spoke with Us Weekly on Friday, and he said that there were times during that visit that he feared for his safety and he didn't think he was going to make it out. Wow. He also said he didn't know what he was getting himself into. And Ed's daughter, Tiffany, was also worried about his safety prior to him going to the Philippines, which we pretty much already know. He thought that Tiffany didn't want to share him with another family or with another woman. But now he sees that she was just worried about his safety, and he was worried about his safety as well. Well, I'm going to just say this. I'm glad you came back safe and sound, Ed. I don't know if your life was in jeopardy, but I wasn't there. You were. Linda, what do you think?
Girl, with all the production crews around him, his life was not in jeopardy at any moment in time. So he can just settle all the way down. Okay. Not only that, he had all of Rosemary's family around him. So I think he was A-okay, you know?
Yeah.
A little bit of the dramatics right now, in my opinion.
Yeah, he might just be trying to save face a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of it. A lot of it. I also
Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to also add, because there was like some breaking news with Rosemary today. Were you going to touch on that first?
You can. No, you can. Please do.
Okay, so Rosemary apparently has a Facebook page that her family member, a sister, went off on Ed, basically calling him a scammer and a user, and he used her to become famous. So there's that whole thing, and she posted on the page like numerous times the same message, and there were some not so nice words, some curse words in there, but she went all the way off. So that happened today. And another photo leaked of Rosemary, and now we know her girlfriend and Rosemary's extended family. So it's been confirmed that Rosemary is with her girlfriend now.
Okay. Well, that was a shocker. I wasn't expecting that. Like I said on the after show, I just thought she wasn't into Ed. I didn't know she just wasn't into men at all. Or maybe she's into both. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe she's into both. Or maybe she just was not into Ed, period. Who knows? But that there we are, and there it is.
All right. So what's up with Annie?
On a lighter note, Annie and David, for many, are fan favorites. They're one of my favorite couples. And Annie and David are known for their cooking shows, and Annie specifically for all the things that she makes for David. And Annie has put down her cooking talent. And technically, David said Annie's kitchen is closed right now because she has picked up making quarantine masks for first responders and anyone who needs them. And I just want to say, Annie, I love you for that. I love that you're spending your days making masks, and they're not charging anybody, and they're bringing it to all the people that need it. There's a critical shortage. So for her to do her part, I just think it's a beautiful thing.
That is beautiful.
Yeah. So healthcare workers, hospitals, and again, David said anyone that needs a mask, she's willing to make it for you. So just be patient. She's Annie is on it, and Annie's little sewing thing is on it, so it's great.
Gina B in the live chat said, "I love Annie. We love Annie too. That's really sweet of her."
Speaking of love, Tiffany and Ronald, I hear, are heating it up.
They are. Okay, so the romance seems to be heating up between Tiffany and Ronald during quarantine. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but Tiffany is quarantining here in the States, and Ronald is in South Africa. So they're not getting any face-to-face time. But that has not stopped Ronald from sending his baby sweet nothings via text. So Tiffany went on her Instagram page on Monday, and she shared a really sweet message that Ronald sent to her. And the message reads, I'm gonna read it word for word so we can get all the feels. He said, "My sweet angel, we didn't talk a lot today. I just want you to know that I still love you as much as I did yesterday and the day before and the day I met you. You are my everything."
Aww.
Who doesn't love a little quarantine romance, right?
Right.
And for, quarantine and days. They are quarantine days. And for those of you wondering what they were both doing that day to where they couldn't talk to one another, Tiffany's caption revealed that they were both busy watching Netflix.
So that's kind of doing the virtual Netflix and chilling.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's good to see that they're in a good and happy space and place. And I hope that they continue that.
Yeah, because they had a little rough patch there that was very, very public. So I'm glad that they're back in their happy place. For sure.
And speaking of a rough patch, Nicole and her dad, Tyler, got into some kind of situation.
Guys, so, you know, Tyler on Nicole's season was the fan favorite. People loved his, like, logic. But lately, he's been having a lot of issues with law enforcement. And turns out he got arrested again just recently, guys. So over the weekend, Tyler, Nicole's dad, was arrested on April 4th and booked into the local county jail on a $1,000 bond. So he's facing two misdemeanor counts of petty theft. Allegedly, he stole property valued between $100 and $750. And so... Wow. You know, he is raking up those charges left, right, and center. And some are saying that it's a drug habit that he is trying to fund. But we don't know. But something's going on with him for him to have so much contact with the police. Meanwhile, Nicole remains with Azan, or not with Azan, but she remains in Morocco because of the travel ban right now with everything that's going on in the world. Now, there's a lot of theories out there about Nicole and Azan. So, according to Nicole, she quit her job at Starbucks to be with him. She flies out there. And remember that $6,000 that was supposed to be for the store? It turns out, allegedly, that $6,000 was to give to Azan's first wife so that she would accept him taking a second wife. And not only... Right. Did I say wife? And yes, Azan is married. And it was rumored for so long that we all thought that. But he has not one, not two, but three kids. Now, in order for these two to actually ever get together, their marriage has to be recognized by the U.S., not as a second marriage, but as the main marriage, if he indeed ever wanted to come to the United States. Do you think he wants to come to the United States, Ashley?
I think so. I would say so, yeah.
Yeah? I don't think he wants to come. I don't think he's going to leave his entire family and his three kids to come out here and be with Nicole, who has no job and lives on... you know, some property and the kids at the mom. So I was like, he's not signing up for that. And I think that that's why it's where it is, this relationship. I will say this, that it's rumored that she's not even staying with him right now. She's staying at an Airbnb because of all the drama between the first wife, the kids, and her. So she says she's happy on her Instagram. She's posting a bunch of happy pictures of the two of them. So we'll see. We will see. Let's talk about Larissa next.
Yeah, so you guys, Larissa is facing backlash for wearing a waist trainer. Fans are dragging her right now because she's been rocking a corset on Instagram. She shared a post basically wearing the corset, and fans dug into her in the comments. They're basically saying to her that the corset is not healthy for her to wear. And the whole, let me back up a little bit. The whole point of her wearing this corset is to ultimately shrink her waist. She wants to train her waist and make it smaller. We all, you know, would love a smaller waist, but fans seem to think that she's kind of taking the extreme route to get this. So people in the comments were saying, one person said, this is crushing your organs and pushing it down, pushing them down. Someone else said, this is not safe. Someone else said, but you're already beautiful and perfect. You don't need to do this. So it seems like everyone is just trying to talk her out of wearing this corset all quarantine long. But apparently how it works is it allows this is what she shared online. It allows the steel bones of the fabric to slowly mold to your shape. And this will result in a longer lasting, more comfortable corset and this corset also gives the body time to adjust to the pressure. So she's saying basically that she's done her research on the pros and cons, and she feels 100% comfortable wearing this corset to shrink her waist. I've seen pictures of her recently and her waist looks pretty small, but you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Like, you have to feel comfortable within yourself. So Linda, do you think she's being extreme with this corset situation?
I say go ahead and live your life, Larissa. You do whatever makes you feel happy. If that makes you feel happy, because I know that she also does work out a lot. And if she wants to add this to her regime, then go ahead and add it to your regime. And if you're okay with it, it's your body. You can do what you want with your body. You're a grown woman. So
yeah,
that makes her feel...
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, if that helps her feel more beautiful, then she should be able to do that.
Agreed. And at this point, we all have bigger fish to fry.
True enough. True enough. Quick update that I saw on social media today is that Larissa is taking a 30-day fast from social media. So it should be interesting if we don't see her online for the next 30 days, and we know why.
I wonder if it's because of the backlash she's receiving.
Like, backlash? Could it be, you know, the Holy Week? I don't know. It could be many things, but I guess she's taking, and it could be self-love. You know, maybe it was too much for her. Yeah. What I don't have too much of, guys, is TLC and 90 Days. So TLC announced last week that they are having the quarantine spinoff. It's going to be a 5-episode series starting on April 20th, and it will air throughout May. And they announced this in conjunction with saying that this season there won't be a tell-all. It's canceled. But we have new content now, and the new content is going to be with 40 past and present cast members. Fan favorites include Chantel and Pedro, and Darcy's going to be there, Danielle's going to be there, Colt's going to be there, Jesse's going to be there, so you know the drama is going to be there. And a couple of surprises that were not on this list of 40, we're not going to see St. John and Tanya, we're not going to see Paul or Karini. So we'll see. The president, Howard Lee, says he's excited to bring this 90 Day Fiancé self-quarantine to the fans. And he said, although he said, and I'm going to quote, that this series will look like the paint has not dried, because the production is going to be a little different. It's, you know, they're all going to be doing their own filming. He hopes that the fans will accept how it looks. He also said that it will look messy and surely viewers won't mind, because guess what? 90 days is messy.
Yeah, very true. Very true. I really wish that Paul and Creamy would be on it. I would love to see some raw footage of them, honey.
1,000%. That is like, that's TV gold, in my opinion. Speaking of gold and drama, what about George and Anafisa?
Girl, so George finally shared his thoughts about Anafisa's new boyfriend. And apparently George is unbothered about her moving on so quickly, but George spoke with In Touch Weekly and they asked him about Leo, who is Anafisa's new boyfriend. And he said, quote, "I wish him the best with his new relationship." Kind of sounds shady to me. He revealed that he didn't learn about Leo from Anafisa. He learned about Leo from his family. His family told him that she had moved on to somebody else. But he also said that, "I know about him, but I don't know what he looks like. And I really don't care what he looks like." Okay. And George also said in a previous interview that he thinks that his 128-pound weight loss led to his breakup with Anafisa. He said that he thinks that she's jealous of the attention that he was getting as a result of the weight loss. And the news about his weight loss didn't sit very well with her. And when his weight loss actually became public, that's when George said Anafisa blocked his phone calls. He started to lose contact with her altogether. And he said she did tell him right off the bat, like the day after his weight loss became public, that she didn't want anything to do with him and that it was over. Oba, oba. Anafisa has a different story. She believes that, you know, there were other issues going on, but this is his take on it. Linda, what do you think?
I mean, I think that's a take. I don't know if that's necessarily a take, because we also know that Anafisa has her own fitness thing and is getting a lot of attention for her own results. So I think that distance. I think him being in prison and away from her for so long is the reason why she moved on.
Yeah. Very likely. We'll see. We'll see if we ever find out the real truth on that.
Oh, girl, you know it's about to pop off as soon as he comes out. It's about to pop off. There's going to be so much drama as soon as he's released from prison. I wanted to talk about...
Yeah, well, I want to know what's going on with Anna and Marcel.
Yeah. So Anna has expressed her desire to have a baby with Marcel. And she shared some updates about her life with Marcel in America. Seems like Marcel is adjusted to his new life, despite the language barrier. And she's revealed that he has yet to get his work permit. But what he is doing is he's making these wood tables. And he plans to sell the handmade wooden table soon. But in the meantime, he's helping her with her bee business. And the bee business is going great for them because she makes a bunch of stuff. And if you've checked out her stuff, she has everything, lip balm, creams, all of this stuff. In a Q&A session, she shared that she and Marcel are looking into having a child. She made it clear that the baby is on the horizon sometime soon, despite her current health conditions. She revealed that she could not have any more babies, but that's not going to stop them from looking into other options.
Okay.
And she said, the only thing is, if they get a surrogate, surrogacy is not legal in Marcel's country, making things a little bit more challenging for them. However, and this will sound familiar, Ashley, he's not planning on telling his family about the surrogate. As long as they have a healthy baby, then things will work out fine. He'll tell them after the baby is born.
The lies continue. When will they learn?
Man, craziness. Speaking of crazy, Jay and Ashley.
You know what? Jay and Ashley are shocking me this week. They are feeling charitable right now. The couple offered free cameos to essential workers and medical students who are graduating next month. So for those who don't know, Cameo is an app that records personalized video shout outs from celebrities. So usually these shout outs or these videos cost like $30 to $100, depending on the person. But they are offering it for free, only for essential workers and for people graduating next month. They said on their Instagram, thank you all for what you do. I can't imagine any of you, how any of you are feeling, and we want to do our best to cheer you up. So they did this on April 6th. So the date has passed, if you missed it, but I'd say keep your eyes peeled on their Instagram. Maybe they'll do it for another day. But yeah, they're feeling charitable. They're giving back. They're trying to spread love and joy and happiness. And I'm here for it, Linda.
I'm totally here for it. I think it's great. I did see, however, that they had some technical difficulties with their Cameo.
Okay.
And the essential workers that were requesting these Cameos were actually having to pay for them. And so
refund them back?
That's what Ashley said. Ashley said that she denied the payment and asked them to go ahead and resubmit the request. So that it would be free because she did not want them to have to pay. Technology for you guys. What can you do sometimes?
At least they did the honorable thing and didn't take the money.
Which is interesting too, because do you remember last week there was the drama between that online blogger and Ashley gifting $50? And then, so I thought that was interesting, like the whole money aspect of it all, but hopefully it all works out.
Yeah, speaking of drama, Lisa, Uzen, okay. Trisha, drama.
Okay, guys, this was the big story of the week, and it took up my entire weekend. Instagram was lit. So here it goes. We have Lisa, we have Usman, and we have Trisha, who is online YouTuber. She has I think it's like 2.5 million followers, and she's like a dancer/stripper, says she does porn a little bit on like the wild side. Don't know where she came from. Apparently she's a big fan of the 90 Day Fiancé franchise, and so she posted a video a picture and video of herself dancing to Usman, Soulja Boy's I Love You. And the video features her wearing a thong bikini as she kind of like squirms about. And she's initially standing in these like low riding shorts. And then she comes shortless and like she's shaking her booty. And she captions that this one goes out to baby girl Lisa.
Oh, no.
And then she goes on to say, the love that you have for, she tags Soulja Boy, is so pure and real. I hope to find someone who loves me this much. I dedicate this dance to finding true love. Now, guess what happens, Ashley?
Let me see. Lisa lost her mind.
Lisa lost her mind. So here's what happens. Soulja Boy, aka Usman, reposts the story. Repost the Instagram story, okay, and wrote baby girl Lisa gonna be real mad. That's what Trisha wrote on the comments of Usman's repost. Well, guess what, she was real mad, and a storm hit. Now here's what happens. Lisa reaches out to Trisha directly in the DM and goes all the way off. That's my man. Like, who do you think you are? Clearly not concerned about any like non-disclosures that she's got going on with TLC. None of that. She literally lost it. But what was great is that I think Lisa's kind of like a professional. Like, she just took it in stride. And I want to read you some of the quotes. So,
okay.
Lisa says, she starts with basically responding to Trisha saying, well, you know, wasn't that big of a deal. I was just like shouting you out, saying, I love your love. And Lisa's like, well, not according to viewers. My page has been blowing up because you did a live with him, which she did. So they go back and forth. So you following me, guys? So Soulja Boy reposts this bikini picture of Trisha. Then Soulja Boy and Trisha go live together, and they have like this crazy, wild kind of flirtatious exchange. And so this is what Lisa's also responding to. And Trisha says to that, can we share him? Lisa says, nope, unless you pay me big money. Trisha says, how much? And then in her commentary, she says, she's really trying to sell her husband right now, ? And then Lisa says, you couldn't afford me. And since you have made some serious haters today, I'm sure they will make your life hell. Trisha's like, ooh, I'm scared. And then Lisa posts the photo of her wedding again, plus what might be a screenshot of Trisha's live with Soulja Boy, but it's kind of cut off. And she says, my husband and I are Muslim, and your profession is a harem. And then she goes on to say, I'm a harem, and can I be a part of that harem? And Lisa kind of just gives her like a wine glass cheers. And it goes on back and forth. Now these guys go back and forth, back and forth. Trisha's like, can I be the third wife or the second wife? And she just was able to get under Lisa's skin so much that Lisa just went off, like 1,000% off. Now, Trisha is on a roll right now, right? She's already stirred up Lisa. She jumps on the live with Jeffrey as well. Asked Jeffrey about Soulja Boy, and also continues to go on this bashing thing. So not only is she bashing Lisa indirectly, directly, it's up to you guys to decide, but she bashes Varya and says Varya is the one that she hated the most this season. And like, how can he be with her? All of this stuff. She goes on a crazy rant. Now, because we're on this live rant, right? So we had Trisha and Soulja Boy, then we have Trisha and Jeffrey, and then Jeffrey goes on live, and what's appeared to be a drunken live with no shirt in his kitchen, and he goes off on a tangent about whether he knows if Soulja Boy and Lisa are together. He doesn't know, and he's like not making any sense. It was like the crazy live weekend drama. Mm-hmm. Now, side note, a couple of things side note, because they took up the entire weekend. The original video to I Love You, Usman put back the original model. So remember, there were two videos, one without, one with. He put back the original model, and people were trying to troll Lisa for that as well. And Lisa kind of took it in stride. She's like, it's all good, because whatever makes us money. And then, since Lisa is everyone's favorite to love to hate, you decide. Chrissy Teigen posted on her Twitter that she is now the personal assistant to baby girl Lisa. So really like blew up this weekend. What are your thoughts on all of that?
Like I said before, I feel like everyone's going stir crazy because they're stuck in the house. They're losing their minds. Jeffrey obviously lost it. Usman's not, doesn't sound like he's making good decisions as far as entertaining Trisha. And baby girl Lisa is being baby girl Lisa. I'm not shocked at her behavior at all.
Me neither. Yeah. Not at all. Let's talk about Big Ed again.
Oh my gosh. So you guys, I mean, I'm not necessarily shocked about this, but tell me what you think. Big Ed faced more backlash this week. He's getting it. He's getting those hands on the, he's getting backhanded. So basically people are upset with him because he asked Rosemary to shave her legs. This past episode, we saw that. And apparently people felt that his request was unreasonable and accused him of objectifying Rosemary. And Big Ed defended himself and said that he is only expressing his opinion and y'all need to back up. He didn't say that much, but he just said he's just expressing his opinion. In a recent interview with Us Weekly, he also said that his daughter Tiffany is helping him get over the stress, I guess, from all of the backlash she's getting from the critics who have a lot to say about his interactions with Rosemary. It seems like Tiffany is really, she's really got her dad's back. And I think that's really nice. So, but yeah, poor Ed, he's having a rough week. But it doesn't sound like people are letting up. They're not letting up on him.
I think Ed could probably hold his own. I think, you know, he could have probably approached that whole situation a little differently, but you know, it is what it is.
I have my thoughts. I will keep them to myself.
Oh, really? Why? Tell me.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you later.
I'm good. I wanted to touch a bit about Stephanie. So we saw on this last episode that Stephanie might be a little bit more conservative than her quote unquote online persona. And she wants to take things slow. And it was surprising a little bit to Erica, right? Because Erica thinks she's like this party girl and all of this stuff. So we saw a little bit of that. But last week, Stephanie posted about her time living in Los Angeles, because Angela, I'm thinking Angela, Lisa for some reason. Anyway, she posted about living in Los Angeles and trying to pursue an acting career. But after not getting like her quote unquote big break, she started a new path as a stripper. And Ooh. Yeah. So she posts this, and I'm going to quote it. "There was a time when the thought of returning to LA, even if it was for a quick visit, pained me. Why? When I was 24 years old, I saved $10,000, packed my bag, and moved to Los Angeles with hopes of becoming an actress. Unlike a lot of Hollywood dream stories," she says things started off pretty well. She had a nest egg. She had a successful YouTube channel. She was a finalist on a national Nickelodeon talent competition. So she really thought she was going to make it. And 6 months later, she's working at a stripper, as a stripper at a gentleman's club called The Palms in Signal Hill. She talked about
Gosh.
Yeah.
I know where Signal Hill is. I don't know where The Palms is.
She talks about her experience as a stripper and basically it was not obviously pleasant for her. She says that job forever scarred me in ways that still trickle into my personal love life. But I will never regret my move. I ultimately hit rock bottom while living in LA. And though that painful experience, I sought healing by investing time in my first book. So fast forward to today, and what we're seeing on TV and her relationship issues that might all play into it. So yeah, she's had quite the life, quite the experience. And I want to put in a little fun fact. So she goes to the Signal Hill to audition and they ask her, you know, what her stripper name is going to be. And she was wearing a Hello Kitty bracelet and she looked down at the bracelet and hence her stage name became Kitty.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it seems like she is very testy when it comes to anything remotely sexual or overtly sexual. But it's kind of strange because she promotes a lot of that on her YouTube channel. So it's confusing. It's like, do you know who you are? Or no, are you, it's just bizarre. Like you have this online persona. So are you faking it for your YouTube channel or are we getting the authentic Stephanie? Or like I said, does Stephanie not know who she is?
I mean, there's that, yeah. And there's also, I can't think of the name of it. I want to say Paige John, but it's not. And I know you viewers are probably going to know what it is, but she has a subscriber page where she does pose nude and do like suggestive videos for her paid subscribers. So it's not just the YouTube, like she's out there, you know. What is it?
Oh, Patreon.
Patreon. Thank you. She has a Patreon page. And so what she presents as her outward persona and what she, you know, gets paid for online, I guess in her real life, she's a lot more conservative. So mm-hmm. the yin and the yang, perhaps, I don't know. Or maybe, like you said, she's not 100% comfortable with herself and she doesn't really know who she is yet, sexually speaking.
Yeah. Now hopefully she figures that out.
Yeah. Let's talk about Jihoon and Devin real quick.
Okay. I want to talk about Devin specifically. I don't have anything to say about Jihoon.
Okay. So I'll just say real quick that it's been confirmed that Jihoon and Devin are going to be not only on the second season of 90 Day Fiancé the other way, they will also appear on 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After.
Good. I love Jihoon and I love Devin too. So that's good for them. And Drusilla and the new baby. And speaking of Devin, you guys, she recently opened up about Drusilla's biological father in a YouTube video that she has up. If you want to go check it out, it's titled Opening Up About My Abusive Relationship Uncut. So you guys head over, or you're on YouTube, but don't click off yet. But after we're done, check it out. She says that she wanted to open up to everyone about her abusive relationship and how she got past it. So basically, Devin said when she was 17, she met Drusilla's dad, who was 18 at the time. They met through Devin's tattoo artist. And she said he seemed really sweet, genuine, saw no red flags. Everything was good for a while. The first warning that she got, though, with him was while they were hanging out at one point, she got a text message or a Facebook message, rather, from an ex asking her, you know, how you doing? How's your new relationship going? And she responded back to the ex and she told him it's going great. Everything's fine. Well, Drusilla's dad got really upset about it. And that was the first sort of red flag. And she was like, okay, what's going on here? So shortly after that, they started hanging out more, even though his behavior got a lot more volatile. She said that she wasn't able to talk or hang out with her friends. She wasn't able to see her family. He cut off everybody from her, which we see often in abusive relationships. Shortly after that, she did get pregnant with Drusilla, and that the final straw for his abuse, or you know, his crazy behavior, was when he basically put his hands on her when she was 3 months pregnant. So that was her final straw. Prior to that, though, her mom did notice that their relationship was volatile, and she basically forbid her from seeing him, but she still went and hung out with them, and, you know, the outcome was her being abused, unfortunately. But luckily, she was strong enough to get herself out of the situation, and I hate that she had to go through that, but you know, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. And she's always come off like a pretty strong young lady to me. So I'm glad she is okay and in a healthy relationship and you know, left the drama behind her. Linda, you have any take on that?
No, I agree with you. I think that obviously abuse is never okay. And as you were telling that story, I was just thinking about people that are quarantined, maybe with their abusers. And just so you guys know, there are outlets. And one of the outlets that I heard about was you can go to a pharmacy and do a code word and they can take it from there. So know that you're not alone, and if that is your situation, there is a way out if and when you are ready to do that.
Yeah, I'm reading a lot about people who are in, like you said, abusive relationships, and they're stuck in the house at this point with their abuser, and very sad. So if anybody's going through that, follow Linda's lead on, you know, looking up that code word, go to a pharmacy, go to anybody you can and get help, because, you know, it's not worth your life.
That's right. I wanted to do some shout outs real quick. Anyone in the live chat? Anyone from the comments last week?
Yes, we have 74 people in the live chat. Thank you guys so much. Make sure you give us a thumbs up if you're enjoying our 90-day gossip talk. So I do want to just shout out Judy's, Selwonk, Monica Valencia. Let's see here. Gina B, Reasons, Deranged, Gene Wilson. I mean, everybody's in here. John Guy, Kimberly, KM, T. Jones. It's lit. Y'all got the party popping, and we appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. Make sure, like I said, give us a thumbs up and comment on our replay, and we will definitely engage with you guys. We love talking to y'all.
I needed to also shout out, I don't know if you mentioned her, I got to pull it up real quick. Did we mention Terry Markle?
Oh, no, I didn't. She's not in the live chat, but she does comment a lot in the
replay. Yes, she's super sweet. She sends me great, sweet messages. So I just wanted to say hi to her on air. Terry, we love you. And please take care of yourself during this quarantine time.
Yes. Everybody, please do that.
Yes. I think that's all the news for this week. I think we rounded it all up. Definitely make sure that you join us next week, same time, same place. You know, these 90-day cast members are going to be off the chain, because guess what? We're all stuck inside. So guess what? More drama for all of us. You can find me all across social media at Linda So Girly. Ashley?
Yes, you guys can find me on Instagram at Ms. Ashley Marie.
Until next week, I guess it's goodbye. Stay safe, wash your hands, and guys, let's
wear your masks.
Wear your masks, and we'll get through this. We'll get through this. Bye, guys. Yes.
Bye, everyone.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.